USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hoping to quell a firestorm of bipartisan criticism of how he spoke following his summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier this week, President Trump now publicly saying that he does accept the United States intelligence assessment that there was Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
Yet the president also said at that photo opportunity before a meeting at the White House with congressional Republicans,
could be other people also.
Iran is now suing the U.S. in the International Court of Justice, claiming new American sanctions after pulling out of a nuclear deal are a violation of a 1955 treaty. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Four states are suing the federal government because of federal tax policy. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo saying the problem is the capping of property tax deductions at $10,000, which in the case of his state will cost taxpayers over $18 billion a year.
This is not what our founding fathers intended. It is un-American.
The governor calling it hyper-partisan, aimed at Democratic states, saying capping state and local tax deductions is unconstitutional. New Jersey, Connecticut, and Maryland are also in on that lawsuit. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that tax provision was intended to get certain states to change their taxation and spending policies to benefit taxpayers. The Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism claiming in a new report that hate crimes are up in the nation's 10 largest cities for the fourth year in a row. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Jared Kushner's family business is accused of pushing out rent-stabilized tenants. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is launching an investigation to determine if White House senior advisor Jared Kushner's family real estate company harassed tenants at a Brooklyn waterfront property so that they would leave their rent-stabilized apartments. Housing Rights Initiative Director Aaron Carr.
Kushner Company created a living situation that was so intolerable and so unlivable that a myriad of tenants simply gave up their rights for the sake of their sanity and their safety, and their apartments were subsequently converted into luxury condominiums.
The announcement by the Democratic governor comes after tenants at the Austin Nichols House on Kent Avenue in Williamsburg filed a lawsuit and said the company started major construction that released dangerous toxins in the air. They charged that the building was unlivable for tenants. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Severe storms drenched the Northeast, forcing delays or cancellations of thousands of flights. It wreaked havoc around Washington, D.C. The storm came quickly, swamping nearly two dozen cars on the heavily traveled GW Parkway outside the city and caused a huge leak on Capitol Hill as water poured from the ceilings in the Cannon House office building. Nearby Metro Station looked more like a waterfall during the height of the storm, and the same heavy rain flooded the dugouts at Nationals Park just ahead of the start of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.